It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, shooting in Brooklyn. You've probably heard about this by now, an awful attack Tuesday morning during rush hour at the 36th Street subway station in Sunset Park in Brooklyn. 16 people hurt, at least 8 shot when a suspect set off a smoke grenade and then opened fire. The suspect apparently disguised as an MTA construction worker wearing an orange construction vest, but also a gas mask, which protected him from the smoke inhalation that sent some others to the hospital. This took place about 8:30 in the morning. Suspect believed to have set off the smoke grenade moments before opening fire. Police and fire found other undetonated devices at that stop. At least 5 people shot in the third car of a Manhattan-bound subway train. One of the hospitalized was a pregnant woman. Topic number 4, COVID. A couple of stories here. Love Field in Dallas. Now, this is not Dallas-Fort Worth International, but Love Field in Dallas, testing robotic assistant devices to make sure that people are complying with the ongoing mask mandates from TSA. Now, TSA is supposed to drop the mandate on April 18th unless they're extended, but we'll wait and see whether that will happen. There's a bill in front of the House of Representatives to compel the TSA to do away with mask mandates on the flights. Science, as opposed to the science trademark, science has shown that the masks do absolutely nothing to slow the spread of the virus. Anyway, the robots are called Security Control Observation Towers. Security Control Observation Towers are nicknamed SCOT. They can tell whether you're wearing your mask or not, and if you're not, you will get a verbal warning, which may increase in volume and severity if you do not correct your infraction. This is not dystopian at all, is it? Very much like a modern-day panopticon. Well, it turns out, thanks to a new study, we can now verify that the states that imposed the harshest, most draconian lockdown measures during the COVID-19 pandemic had the most devastating impact on the public, not just economically, but also in terms of health restrictions. New York, California, New Jersey, and Illinois all panned for their pandemic performance. This is according to a new survey for which these states received an F-minus grade. The one consistent thread between the 10 worst performers during the COVID outbreak is that they were all led by Democrats. 9 out of 10. There is a Republican governor in the state of Maryland, but he's Republican in name only, actually. Florida, whose governor Ron DeSantis was criticized, in fact, earned the nickname among progressives as Ron Death Santis, was 6th best overall in terms of health and economic impact for the COVID policies that were enacted in Florida in 2020 and 2021. Other states that fared well: Utah, Nebraska, Vermont, Montana, and South Dakota. And Maine, the only Democrat-run state in the top 10 as far as states that did well. Our home state of Missouri here, a light blue. We've fared 16th out of the 50 states. Again, on this map here, generally speaking, the states darker blue did better during the COVID pandemic in terms of response to the outbreak, and nearly all of them were run by Republicans. Well, topic number 3. That leads us to our next story, the woke paradise that is Seattle, where the police department is so weakened thanks to the ongoing defund the police movement and the woke policies of its city council that the police in Seattle no longer investigate reports of sexual assault. This is according to an internal report. Only 4 detectives assigned to handle sexual assault and child abuse cases in Seattle right now, which is an indication of widespread staff shortages and demoralized police. You've got a city of nearly 750,000 people, and right now, 16% of the officers on the force are on leave while others have left permanently. The failure to investigate sexual assault cases, a new development in the city, but the problems with the police, or for the police, I should say, have been ongoing for several years. The 2021 police budget, approved in September of 2020, was reduced by nearly $35.6 million. That's a 9% cut at a time when prices, inflation increasing. A year later, the budget was cut again. In November of 2021, the city council voted 8-1 for a new city budget that cuts police funding by another $7 million. The strong message of defunding the police, a powerful deterrent toward hiring people. Why would you want to go to work for a police force that is being treated that way by the city. And the people who are living there, sadly, are the ones who are paying the price. Topic number two, Ukraine. A different type of story about Ukraine. Apparently, praying for peace in Ukraine is too political for schools, or at least the schools in Montgomery County, Virginia. Virginia school board there, or the school board there, telling teens at Blacksburg High School that wearing Pray for Peace t-shirts is not allowed because it's too political. Student athletes are pushing back. The school board banned them from wearing these shirts. The girls' lacrosse team had decided to wear these shirts and encourage others to wear them in support of their coach, who had volunteered at orphanages in Ukraine. Plenty of orphanages in Ukraine. Sadly, those children in Ukraine and other countries in Eastern Europe, like Moldova, at high risk for being trafficked. In other words, sold for purposes that I won't describe here. Anyway, the school board said that the Pray for Peace shirts are too political and too religious. According to the Roanoke Times, the school district's interim superintendent, Annie Whitaker, asked, "What is the peace from? A war. And a war is rooted in what? It's a political war from people who have differing views." In her mind, ergo, wearing a shirt calling for peace is political and thus not allowed. Lacrosse team changed or proposed changing the shirt to say "Play for Peace," but that was also rejected. The Pray for Peace shirts can now be purchased online from an online store, with all proceeds going to Friends of Ukraine, which is the organization that the girls' lacrosse coach volunteered for back in the day. We all know what's really behind this. School board interested in training up children in the way they think they should go. And you can't have kids thinking about prayer and the existence of God and, you know, issues of right and wrong and stuff like that. That's really what's going on here. Coming up, only in California. That's next on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgment, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the apostle Apostle Paul's first letter and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, California crazy. Two stories here to attest to that fact. Police in Southern California, Orange County, seized over 20 pounds of fentanyl during a drug bust in Santa Ana last week. They claim that that amount of fentanyl has the potential to kill 4.7 million people. 4.7 million. It only takes 2 milligrams of fentanyl to constitute a legal dose. Well, prosecutors say this was the largest drug bust in Orange County in 16 years. The bust also included 200 pounds of cocaine and 800 pounds of meth. The Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, United States DEA, sent out a letter last week to all federal and local law enforcement agencies warning that mass overdoses due to fentanyl are occurring all over the country. Many street drugs laced with fentanyl. A lot of people don't realize they're ingesting this drug. According to the letter, quote, the DEA is seeing a nationwide spike in fentanyl-related mass overdose events involving three or more overdoses occurring close in time at the same location. In just the past 2 months, there have been at least seven confirmed mass overdose events across the United States, resulting in 58 overdoses and 29 overdose deaths. DEA officials said the agency seized about 15,000 pounds of fentanyl in 2021. 15,000 pounds. Enough to kill more than 35 billion people, or in other words, more than four times the total population of planet Earth. And by the way, the U.S. Postal Service has announced that it's not going to deliver mail, paper mail, in one neighborhood in Santa Monica, California, because of repeated attacks on mail carriers since the beginning of the year. The first incident, January 19th, a resident living near the intersection of 14th Street and Arizona Avenue in Santa Monica attacked a postal carrier with a broomstick. With a broomstick. Months later, residents receiving notice from the USPS that delivery service has been suspended in the 1300 block of 14th Street. They've got to go to the post office to pick up their own mail now. Notice explained that multiple attacks on carriers are the reason for this change. However, Santa Monica police say there's only been one reported to them. That was the attack with the broomstick, for which the postal carrier did not require medical attention and declined to press charges. Now, having said that, the homeless problem in that part of Southern California is out of control. And hard for us here in the Ozarks, where this is really not an aspect of daily life that we have to contend with, how difficult it's got to be for delivery carriers like USPS, UPS, Federal Express, and so forth, to try to do their jobs in that kind of a situation. Again, California is crazy. Well, SkyWatch TV gearing up for just about a month from now, in fact, our next virtual conference, The Unveiling. In fact, this week is the last week to take advantage of our $10 off discount for registration for The Unveiling. You'll see some cutting-edge content from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, many others. We've got archaeologists like Dr. Doug Petrovich, whose recent book, the World's Oldest Alphabet, or books, I should say, World's Oldest Alphabet and Origins of the Hebrews, threatening to upset the official narrative about the history of Israel. Yes, there is proof. The Israelites were in Hebrew, or in Egypt, rather, when the Bible says they were. So that and more. You can get a complete list of the speakers and information on how to register at defenderconference.com. And again, if you register this week through the 15th, through Friday, you get $10 off. Normally $95, just $85 this week. Price goes up on the 16th, and the conference goes live on the web for 90 days, beginning at 12:01 a.m. on May 13th, Central Time here in the U.S. Again, more information and registration online at defenderconference.com. During the month of April, our thank you gift for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is book one of the Red Wing Saga, the series of supernatural thrillers by my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert. Blood Lies, book one of the Red Wing Saga. We will send that to you for your gift of any amount during the month of April. If you've already read the books, this is a good way to get one as a gift. Get someone else hooked on this series. Characters you love, and teaching spiritual warfare through compelling storylines. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate. skywatchtv.com/donate, or call during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. And thank you for your support. We'll be in Turkey this fall. Why are we going to Turkey? Because it is historically important and prophetically significant as well. We'll visit the cities of the churches of Revelation. We'll visit the oldest religious community on planet Earth, that is Göbekli Tepe, and Abraham's hometown of Haran, many other locations, and we'll be teaching and talking all along the way. Skywatch TV's 2022 Tour of Turkey, our first time going. This will be a relatively intimate tour. We're trying to keep it to one bus, and not even one of the really big buses either. A couple dozen people. You find out more. The itinerary is posted online along with a breakdown of costs and a place to register at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or use the QR code you see on your screen. The next spring, we're going back to the Holy Land. Israel is opening up again, and we plan to be there March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. This is a unique tour because we visit sites in what the world calls the West Bank, Samaria and Judea, places like Joshua's Altar, Beth El, Shiloh. Some very exciting archaeological finds taking place at all of these locations. And, of course, we'll go to Gilgal, Rephaim, but also the places you want to see, like Jerusalem, ascending to the Temple Mount, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, the Jordan River, and so on. Find out more online. The itinerary is posted, and a breakdown of costs as well, along with a place to reserve your spot on the tour, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Suffering during the end times. What does it mean? How do we process it? We're talking End Times Prophecy this week on Skywatch TV with Jonathan Brentner, Terry James, and Pete Garcia. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team talk with them, and you can find out how to witness or how to watch the program over the air by checking out our schedule online. We have got a breakdown of each day of the week where you can watch Skywatch TV in your area. SkywatchTV.com/channels is the location, by the way, but you can watch it on your schedule and actually get early access to each week's program. We release next week's program on Thursday, so you get kind of a preview before the rest of the country if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, or if you've got the Skywatch TV mobile app that downloads all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet. And it's available for iOS, Android devices, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And to make it easy to add it to your device, we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.